If you build a blueprint of your business plan of service and excellence, your tribe will come in massive numbers. The vision of my company is to build big, juicy legacies for everybody. That's just like my DNA. So then why didn't we have a business model that we were teaching agents from the beginning of their careers to build a sell business model? So my biggest lead source at my ISA works is my lifetime home support model. We are teaching our agents the wrong thing. We're teaching them to chase a cold lead when we should be teaching them.
In the landscape we're living in right now, where everything is, and Lisa Chinnati, Tom Tool and I, we had this conversation on Knowledge Brokers podcast recently, like within the last month, where it's like, hey, it's not, is it going to change? It's changing. The landscape of the industry as we know it, the way so many listening right now have been brought up and trained for decades.
Correct.
Is flipping.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting here with Amy Stockburger, who doesn't run her business like so many across the country were brought up to run their business, or so many have tried to get like a repeat and referral business, where so many have are now like saying, I need to remove past client from my vocabulary and only talk about client. This is how you've built your business. We're talking about an independent brokerage, 500 transactions a year, plus or minus on any given year. Average agent selling 30 homes, not three.
Correct.
So top production, and it all comes down to being there through the word that you use, the word that you've trademarked.
Lifetime home support partner.
The lifetime of that client. And we're going to talk about what you just said, lifetime home support partner means.
Correct.
Because I believe this is going to be the blueprint, the model, the master guide, the playbook that every agent that who's successful moving forward is going to be running off of. But how did you go back to the beginning? Like, how did you figure out that actually being the lifetime advocate for your clients and not the transactional agent was the way to build your business?
So it was about in 2014, we found a pretty big hole in our business. We were scaling, we were doing great. We were a small but mighty team in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And we were—
So we're not talking New York City or Miami.
No, no, we were grinding, and our clients were loving us. They were happy. And because we knew that it cost five times more to get a new client than it did to keep an existing client, I was running billboard campaigns to the tune of about $25,000 to $35,000 a year. And those campaigns' major goal, only goal that I had for those campaigns, was to remind the people I made happy, my sphere, who knew, like, and trusted me, to use me again or refer me.
It wasn't for new business.
Oh, no. If it happened by a byproduct, beautiful. The main goal was to remind those people. But guess what? Shocker. It didn't work. We would have clients come up to us excitedly and say, Amy, gosh, my sister just moved to town and they bought a house down the street from us. What? I wasn't a part of that transaction. Didn't you see my billboards? How is this not working? It's because those billboards were serving me, my brand awareness maybe, but it wasn't serving my client.
Yeah.
And so I needed to figure out a way to keep my clients for life, which meant taking care of them before, during, and after, because we know that the before and after is oftentimes more important, if not as important, as that during part.
Were you also buying leads? So you're doing billboards. Like, what else were you doing to generate?
At that time, actually, it was 2014. We hadn't started our ISA department.
Okay.
Yeah. So at this time, we had a good sphere. We had a good, we were working hard at that time. We were working everything, but we were, I say I have a PhD in failing forward. I was failing forward all over, you know, learning everything I needed to do so I could then do it the right way and systemize it. But I knew there was so much gold in a lifetime value of a client, which again, why I thought I was so smart with my billboards that, hey, this is going to work.
This language was on your billboards?
No, okay. No, that was just the campaign. But I thought, because I knew even back then in 14, like, I wanted to keep them for life. They loved us. Why wouldn't they stay with us?
That's what made you spend tens of thousands of
dollars.
That
was what the goal was, is because I knew if I kept them for life, the lifetime value for me was likely for one client, maybe $175,000. And then if they were referring me, I wanted to have them keep referring me and referring me, like Seth Godin's book, Tribes.
Yeah.
If you build a blueprint of your business plan of service and excellence, your tribe will come in massive numbers, and then they'll stay with you and bring in more massive numbers. My goal was turn one client to five. How could I do that? It sure wasn't billboards.
And so when did you stop doing billboards and make the shift? There's so much you're doing now, but right. When did you make that shift, and what was the catalyst to get you to say, I need a new business model that's going to serve the clients that I have in a mm-hmm. better way?
It was actually in 2014 when I kept seeing that we were doing so well for our little business, our little team, and we just weren't getting that repeat and referral business. And I went down a rabbit hole. I'm like, okay, I hate losing more than I love to win. And I really, really like winning. And so I went down and I was like, okay, how could I figure out how to keep clients for life? And I couldn't find any business plan, any business model that I could copy and paste that showed me an all-inclusive way to keep a client for life, to take care of them before, during, and after, to build that relationship. And we know NAR tells us year after year, what's your biggest lead source? Your sphere.
Yeah.
And real estate will always be a relationship-based business. So then why didn't we have a business model that we were teaching agents from the beginning of their careers to build a serve, sell business model?
Yeah, say that again.
Serve, sell business model. That is what we all need.
This is Gary V 101.
It is. It's
give.
Yeah.
Ask.
Right.
Most brokerages historically have taught, okay, do an open house to get a buy, you know,
right.
Door knock to get call expires. And it's always to get a buyer, seller,
right.
Who's ready to transact in the next 60, 90 days.
Right.
Even online leads. And they've got to report to Wall Street, these portals. It's like, okay, well, you know, who's ready to buy in 60 days? What's the conversion rate in 6 months? So it's very short term. And you were thinking in 2014, maybe unlike most, because of the way the industry's been trained,
mm-hmm.
of lifetime.
Right.
That's foresight.
Right. And I was even thinking, because I was hustling, I was grinding. I didn't want to do this forever. I wanted to figure out a way not only to create clients for life, to take people who knew, like, and trusted us to constantly keep using us and refer us, because leveraging your sphere is the best way to grow any business, is leveraging other people's sphere, right? It's, I think, business 101.
Like, I mean, look at Facebook. Scale? It's like starting a college, they right. tell their friends tell their right. friends, tell the next college, FOMO, everybody's telling everybody.
Right. So I needed a model to do that, where my name, my brand's name, was coming out of our sphere's mouth as much as possible, in front of as many people as possible, in a positive way. That would be easy for us, because we know everybody has life changes. We are essential. We know, right? That they're going to have a life change, and our sphere is going to have a life change. What is it? 5% of our sphere is going to transact in the next 12 months. Well, that means 5% of your sphere is going to transact in the next 12 months, and 5% of their sphere is going to transact in the next 12 months. Having a serve, sell foundation allows you to turn that one client into five clients and continue to build that tribe.
So what was the first thing you did to say, okay, I want to turn my client, my database, into lifetime clients where I can serve them over and over and over again, serve their friends, serve their family. So the first thing you did was what?
Not revolutionary. I bought a moving truck. Not revolutionary, and but
you have the data on this. How many agents have actually, there's what, like over 2 million agents, there's 1.5 or whatever in NAR. How many agents do you think have a moving truck
Well, this might be outside of America, Canada too, but On the Move has like 1900 users of real estate agents, and they do storage.
Isn't that such a small number? Because it is like one of the most stressful moments of the move. It's like, oh, I can't get a mover. I need it on this day. You know, it's so hard. Everything the last thing they think of, and the coordination of it all is complicated and messy and just not fun.
No. And the jig's up. They're moving. Provide a solution. That's, again, marketing 101. There's a pain point. We know. Provide a solution. But I didn't have any other lead source at that time, or any other lead gen I was spending, that was serving me in 3+ ways outside of the commission, outside of getting a client to closing. So I thought, okay, I'll put a moving truck in. It's going to take care of my clients for life. They buy, rent, or invest from me one time. They get to use it whenever they want. Easy. And then
even if they're moving, like, hey, I'm buying a new couch from a yard sale.
Yep.
Is your moving truck free this afternoon? I'm going to move it over to the house. I bought it 2 years ago. I can still use it then.
I've been in the business for over 23 years. I have people I sold houses to 20 years ago who buy like a $10,000 couch and come get my truck. It happens. Or they have a kid who's going to school in town that they want to move him into a dorm. They come get it.
Did you ever buy your clients like cookies or champagne or wine? And were you ever doing that?
Yeah. I mean, we do some.
Does, right? But were you doing that before the moving truck? And what made a bigger impact? Like,
oh, the truck.
100%. The bottle of champagne at closing, or you can use my truck?
Oh, the truck, hands down. It is such an easy add into your business. And so first of all, we got the truck. I wanted to monetize it because I didn't want to pay for it. So we got the truck. It gets 600 impressions per mile. So it's out there as a billboard on wheels. I sold ad space on the back to my affiliates, the people who I was serving, giving business to, the people who had a target market. My target market was their market that I was helping them grow their business, because the vision of my company is to build big, juicy legacies for everybody. That's just like my DNA. It makes everything in me light up. I love that. Building big, juicy legacies. So I was able to take my affiliate partners who we as real estate agents, we're marketers. That's part of our JOB.
Yes.
These other people in these other industries, they're not so good at that sometimes. So I was providing a solution for them too. Like, you want my people, go on the back of my truck. I did the backwards math on how much it costs to get it and then how to maintain it. Sold out the ad space. Easy peasy. The
annual ad space.
Annual ad space.
What if somebody drops off? You got a way to get the...
You put it back on. You just get it somebody else. So we have it. It's all systemized. I'm a superpower of systems.
You figure this out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we failed forward a million times because I have a PhD in failing forward, but then we've learned all the ways not to do it so we could do it really well at a high level and then maximize the lead gen, because also, you should do this with affiliate partners anyway. And the fact that agents don't do this blows my mind. But anybody that you give business to, you should be leveraging their sphere.
Yeah.
So they're buying this ad space on the back. We're leveraging their sphere, asking, what can we do to talk to your employees? How can we get in front of them? Do you know about how we're the experts in connecting buyers and sellers and how we do it at a very different way? Using every type of contact we have as a way to talk about our business. Because again, we're not secret agents. They need to know what we do. So that truck, again, with lead gen or the leads or ad spend, the truck itself, I got it paid for. It was a billboard on wheels. Big thing. It was serving my clients for life. And then I could give it back to nonprofits. And not to sound jerky, but every business owner should give back to nonprofits. But I also lead gen that nonprofit. That nonprofit.
Listen to that. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I lead gen that nonprofit. What does that mean?
I have a checklist for it. So we're giving it to a nonprofit, whoever is the contact for it. We're making the ask. Can we come talk to your volunteers about how we do things differently and connecting buyers and sellers?
The same way you do with the affiliate who's the sponsorship.
No matter what. They have a sphere that's going to have a life change, and we're of service to anybody in a life change. Right?
Yeah. And so if you can get in front of the group at the nonprofit, the employees at the nonprofit, and help educate them on the opportunities in the community, what you do to serve clients, the value of being a part, of what you're doing, access to the moving truck, all access to everything else you're doing, you're making their life better.
Right. We're serving. Serve, selling. And doesn't it feel good when you serve?
Feels great.
It feels great when you serve.
I mean, you're making it sound very juicy right now.
Yeah, it's so good. You're feeding your soul when you're serving. It isn't selling then.
A lot of agents get caught in the transactional world though.
Right.
Where it's like, they want to see a house. I go open the house. I see if they want to buy it. I set up e-signature. What you're doing sounds like a lot of additional steps, but the payoff's worth it.
Oh my gosh, over 80% of our business is repeat and referrals. It's beautiful. And that 80% just...
You have a small team doing a large number of transactions. So your agents, I'm assuming, are like, yes, we like this model better than paid online leads or these other systems.
Well, so my ISA department, their biggest lead source is call-ins from people who have either been referred to us because of our lifetime home support model or referrals in. And then it's Zillow. So my biggest lead source that my ISA works is my lifetime home support model.
And a lot of big teams with transaction size, or you know, you're an independent broker, but running as a team.
Yep, Team Ridge. Yep.
You know, a lot, it's Zillow one, everything else two,
right.
three, four.
Right.
You yep. flipped that.
Oh yeah. And we're going to flip it even harder this year. So we'll get more into it, but I'm going hard in the paint on this because I know it works.
Yeah. Mm. Your agents, the Zillow lead or the repeat and referral lead, is there like, man, I want more of this and less of that? Or what?
What's all the time. The cold lead's hard. You're chasing the cold lead. Yeah. The warm lead that comes to us, they're already drinking the Kool-Aid.
Now, the benefit of having that online lead,
yep.
Zillow in this case, is they become...
Right.
We lay you have a place to put them.
Right. And so that was the other reason why I wanted to do this. So back in 14, first, again, hate losing more than I love winning. Couldn't figure out why was I not keeping clients for life. It blew my mind. I couldn't conceptualize it. I had the billboards, man. You loved
when
me.
When somebody transacts somebody else, it burned you.
Oh, well, it
burned your butt.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah, it hurt my feelers.
Yeah.
And then it pissed me off. I'm like, I'm doing something wrong. Extreme ownership. I need to step up and change
accountability,
it.
Accountability,
let's
go.
Yeah, but then I was like, oh, it's a hole in my business. And then I realized it's not a hole in my business. It was a hole in my business that we fixed. It's a hole in our industry. Mm-hmm. We are teaching our agents the wrong thing. We're teaching them to chase a cold lead when we should be teaching them to love and serve, sell on their biggest lead source. And the most fun lead source to work with, to answer that question. Yes, do my agents prefer a call-in for lifetime home support better than a Zillow lead? Oh my gosh, yeah. They come from somebody two times removed who had used us or heard about our programs and are like, okay, they already know. They come in knowing that they're going to be taken care of for life. And isn't that great too for our clients to know that it's not just a transaction for us?
So how do you take care of them life? It's not, you got a moving truck.
Right.
They're going to use the moving truck.
Right.
And what's like next? How do keep taking care of them for life?
So what we did, and we were setting this up. So about 15 is when the truck came in. I started the idea in 14. The truck got there in 15. Had the ad space sold. I added a party and tool shed at the exact same time because our clients have all these different stages of not just home ownership, but of their lives because they're humans. So they're having all these parties, these things, their kids' birthdays, graduations. And so they have to rent, buy, and store items that once a year, three, four times a year, that's going to cost them money. Said, okay, no, I'm going to put that all into my inventory from commercial grade food warmers, cotton candy, snow cone, popcorn machines, bouncy houses, tables and chairs. And then I branded it all to my name. So my clients are coming, getting all this stuff for free. They're not having parties by themselves. They're bringing them back to their sphere. And again, I'm giving them another opportunity to say my name to as many people as possible.
The big benefit is that photo of, oh, look at my kids having so much fun over here. Boom, Instagram and Amy Stockburger on the brand.
They've done, the amount of appreciation, because it's a law of reciprocity. This whole thing works off this universal laws. There's these universal laws that we have no control over. It just is what it is. The law of reciprocity is you get something from somebody, you feel compelled to give back.
Yeah.
They're giving back in the form of staying loyal, using us again, and referring us on steroids. And so they have the party shed, then the tool shed.
And this is, you put a virtual display, let them see these items online so they know what's available to them.
Right. I created software for it when I first started, and we used a Google calendar. But yeah, I created software for it to make it easy. LifetimeHomeSupport.com. They can look at it anytime they want, go out and decide if they're getting moving supplies. They click that. The party supplies, they go underneath other party supplies. Tool supplies. I made it as easy as possible to get to our information. And keep in mind, our millennials, our beautiful millennials, that big giant group of millennials, do you know what their real estate preferences are? Amenities and convenience.
Having a dog. Yes.
Amenities and convenience.
Yes.
And that big, beautiful group of people who will carry our industry for decades.
Yeah.
They're the most loyal of any industry. So if we tailor our business, our serve, sell business model to their love language, that's a pretty beautiful business you can build, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Gen Z are gonna follow, or are they gonna be different?
Oh yeah, they're following. I'm just saying our millennials are big and they love it. I mean, it's proven they love this, and it's Inman gave the stat out. I giggled with glee when I read it. I'm like, yeah, no, I know.
All right, so you did the tool shed.
Yep.
So now that's multiple times a year. The tool shed, the party shed.
Yep.
All of these different, and you built that up over time, right? You didn't just go out and buy everything, or did you go crazy?
I went all in. But we kept adding to it. I went in where it was significant enough. So we did the truck, the party shed, and the tool shed. The whole thing outside of the truck really costs like $5,000, if even.
And the truck ended up paying for itself.
Oh, I had that. I monetized it. I had it pay. It was making me money by the time it arrived.
Because of those sponsors in the back. How many sponsors?
We have 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8. And then I just actually, I don't know why I didn't think about this. Again, PhD and failing forward. I just recently monetized the sides and now I sell ad space, small ad space on the sides.
Underneath your brand. Because your brand's big on the side.
Yep. So we call it our sponsors row on the side.
Okay. So that might be an elevate. That might even be a higher sponsorship spot. So you've done that. Mm-hmm. So that paid for itself. You did all these other items that they can get throughout the year. So now they're getting this special perk to be a part of your world on an annual basis. Then what'd you do to make sure that they felt that they were part of your world for a lifetime?
So that was in everything. So understand that when we did this, this lived in every marketing piece. It was omnipresent and everything. So there was no way they didn't know the
this
services.
Was your, people are often looking for, hey, what's your guarantee? What's your differentiation in the market? How are you providing a level of service that nobody else is doing?
Right. Okay. So that is what actually happened in 15 or 14 too. I started looking at, okay, maybe it was me. Maybe I wasn't getting that business because, or keeping that business because something I was doing wrong. Again, extreme ownership.
Well, I'm just like everybody else.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. I'm like, what is my unique value proposition? I'm like, oh, I'm the local expert at connecting buyers and sellers. Well, hey, so are they. And so are they. And do you know what though? That is our basic job description. Yeah. That is the same thing as an attorney saying, come use me, I passed the bar.
Right.
Or a surgeon saying, broke your hip, I got steady hands. Those are things that we should be doing. That's not a unique value proposition.
Table stakes, expectation, should have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like, okay, that was on me. I needed to add something else on why we're different. So are we still the best at connecting buyers and sellers? Yes, but we do it in a very different way through our lifetime home support model, where we take care of you for life at every stage of the home buying and selling journey. That sounds a of a lot better.
Really? How do I get?
Yeah.
What's that look like?
And do you know what they usually say is, how much more does that cost?
Mm.
That's typically what they say.
Ooh, does that sound like something in this world that might be useful?
Yes.
How much more does that cost?
Right.
In a world where, this is why this conversation is so important. And I'm like, we need to just sit down and kind of just lay it all out there to get people thinking. Mm-hmm. Because in a world where buyer agents are going to, like they go on a listing appointment, need to list out what exactly the client is contracting them to do. Not the world that's been trained the last 30, 40 years, but the world we're going into where it's like, I do this, I do this, I do this. This is my presentation. This is how I can do it. And here's how much it is to contract for my services to represent you on the buy side. Having somebody ask you, and how much more does that cost, makes that conversation a lot easier.
Oh my gosh, so much easier. And people will pay for good service. Is that Warren? That's Buffett. People will pay for the good service. They will. It's proven.
Yeah.
And so we added those three pillars right away. Moving truck, party supply, tool shed. We added an online discount center too, where they could go out and they're going to buy all these things throughout their life. They're going to buy products and services from all the big box brands, right? Nike, Under Armour, Walmart. We gave them an opportunity to go online and save money doing what they were going to already buy. So it saved them $5,300 a year on stuff they were going to buy anyway. So then I'm giving them even more value. And it allowed me to stay in touch with my people who moved out of market, because my clients who moved out of market, most of the time they had people who still lived in market.
Yep.
So those people were going to have life changes.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure they were still referring me. My name was coming out of their mouth as much as possible anytime anybody had a life change.
That's a great point. I mean, in the comments, let me, like, how many times have you transacted with somebody who moves out of market and then you just, I mean, I'm guilty of it. Mm-hmm. I've done it. And then it's just like, okay, well, they moved out of market.
Right. There was no other pillar I had. So it was like, oh, well, this is easy. They're going to get something from me that I don't have to do anything on. It just comes to them with my name on it, providing value to them.
And that was the discount model of things that they're going to buy, whether they're living in your market or another market.
Right. Yep. The national brands, the 100,000 national brands that are a part of this program. So it was an easy add-in. And then that allowed us to—
Is that your program proprietary? Is it something
I bought into.
You bought into it.
Yep. And, We use that specific program, though, for a lot of really sexy other lead gen within our business. So again, learned, failed forward, learned all these different ways that we could provide solutions to pain points we kept seeing as we kept moving along and building this program.
Mm-hmm.
And building clients for life.
Building clients for life. So what's the next step that you took?
So we had our trucks, our party supplies, our tool shed, our discount center. And then I created my crown jewel, my girl.
This is the one that...
My crown jewel.
Every time I hear it, I have to like be like, oh man, this is really possible.
Yes. So we're super connectors. That's our job. We're super connectors at everything we do. We are super connectors at connecting buyers and sellers. That's our real estate agent's definition. We're also super connectors for our clients. They come to us and they want to know, who we like and trust that they should be using. Interestingly enough, NAR's 2023 profile of buyers and sellers, one of the things that consumers are looking for right now in a real estate agent is a trusted service provider list. Yeah. Agents all have
these. A trusted service provider list.
Yeah. So what we did is I figured, okay, I like to monetize stuff. It's fun. That's one of my superpowers. And so I was like, okay, I have all these clients who are coming to me and are wanting these services. And I had this in my brain since 2015. And I couldn't even close to give it wings until 2020. I kept doing it and failing. It just wasn't.
What a year to like launch what you're about to share.
Yeah.
2020.
Well, we started giving it really big wings in 20. And then we went 21 and 22, and 23 was really pretty. But what this program is, it's my home support team program. So picture this, a group of the local best businesses who are there for my clients to take care of all their needs throughout all of their life cycles of home ownership, before, during, and after. They give my clients legendary care. They give my clients preferential treatment. Oftentimes they give preferential pricing and perks. And then they also pay me $3,500 a year to be a part of this program.
And so let's list some of these companies. Yeah. You, Amy's got so much going on that she'll, so we're talking the local hardware shop, the tile showroom, the cabinetry showroom, the lender.
HVAC. Electrician.
Carpenter.
Window cleaners. We have lifestyle.
Driveway sealer.
Right. Anything. But we have Face Foundry, which does facials. We have event venues. We have things they're going to need for all of their stages, because these beautiful clients are humans and have all these things that they need to do. Why not have me be the super connector and not only helping my clients, but also helping these businesses grow.
The car dealer. Yeah. They're going to buy a car.
Right. And to grow their businesses, you know, so we added all of them in, and we have about 100 of them now. They pay us $3,500 a year.
Math on that real quick.
Before we sell a house. And then our goal is to have 125 for 24. So net 125 partners. And my goal from this, because here's the other.
You're about big, juicy
big
legacies.
Big, juicy legacies. So my vision is big, juicy legacies.
I'm paying you $3,500.
Yep.
Let's start there. I'm paying you $3,500. I'm the local car dealer. I'm the beauty salon. I'm the local business. What value do I get back for the $3,500 annual?
Well, I'm going to help you scale your sales. I'm going to get you in front of a target market if you're in the home ownership, but it's going to be my buyers who know, like, and trust me. I'm going to help you scale there.
Who are sticky to you because of the tool shed, because of the van.
Correct.
Yep.
We've already created that sticky. That sticky that's there.
So you're going to me.
Yep.
I own the hardware shop or whatever.
Yep.
I own the local business. You're saying, hey, I actually have lifetime clients, not transactional past clients.
Right.
Because they're coming back to me every single quarter, whether it's to borrow my table and chairs for an event they're having, my popcorn machine, they need the moving truck. They're engaging in what I'm sending them every week, every month, because I'm giving them value. I'm just giving
I'm
them
serving,
stuff.
Serving
I'm
them.
Serving. I'm serving this audience over here. This audience is growing at a clip of 500 every single year. This audience is huge. It's local people. And I'm going to put you in front of them.
Right.
Okay. So now I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. $3,500. I'm going to get in front of more people. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like?
So I'm going to include you in all of our action plans. We have, if you think of, so our folders. We have a home support team folder that's just for them. We have a home support team dedicated wall in our office. So we have a One Roof solution too. We get a lot of people through our office. So I put a One Roof solution that my whole office serves as a marketing piece.
Yeah.
So we have this in there. They get access to all of our social media. So we're posting for them. We have a private Facebook page for just our clients. They can post in there for a certain amount of time. We give them access to so many omnipresent channels to increase their marketing. Because think about it too, again, we're marketers. That is our J-O-B. A lot of people aren't marketers. And think of all, what else? What else are they paying? That's the first thing we ask when we go into them. You know, the one who asks, Phil Jones, the one who asks the most questions is going to run that conversation.
Yeah,
we're asking, tell me, what are you spending money on for advertising? What does your marketing campaigns look like? Where are you at for your ROIs on it? What are you getting back? Okay, yeah. I'm going to give you something that has five pillars to it that is going to knock the socks out of anything you're spending money on. And I have a story I want to tell you, so I don't want to, but I don't ask the question, then I'll tell you that.
No, a lot of them are spending money. They'll tell you, I've been doing the radio for 20 years.
Right.
And you start to like, what are you spending? Right. And so when you ask that question, if you understand marketing and you understand the local community and the ROI they're getting, the $3,500 that you're pitching
is nothing.
Becomes nothing at all.
No.
$350 a month, less than $350 a month.
Yeah. It's $295 plus tax.
Yeah.
So think of the, I call them rag mags. I don't know what you guys call them in your market. Those magazines, glossy magazines, are in the free pickups.
Yeah, yeah. The local town has a little, they try to.
Right.
Yeah.
What do they charge? Like $2,000 a month to be in those?
Yep.
Some advertisers?
Yep. And you get a little box.
Right.
For next to every other agent.
For 1 month shelf life on that, right?
Yeah.
So we're scaling their business. You're
better off hitting a reminder up and getting your own magazine that gets sent to your clients where it's like, wow, this is all my stuff. You're not mixing with 30 other agents.
Right. And I'm giving them a target market, especially if they're within our industry. Even if they're not, we bring people into our market. Everybody is bringing relocation into their market. And so we leverage that in that conversation. Not only do our clients who know, like, and trust us, our lifetime, referral partners who've been with us forever, and we continue to keep building that tribe, we're bringing in our relocation clients. They're even stickier to us. They want to know everything. Because of that, I created an entire relocation integration process that makes sure that we don't just relocate our clients in, we integrate the entire family into the community using all of my lifetime home support pillars. That's beautiful. I can say that to them. I can say that to my Botox lady. Want to join my program? I can say that to, that's how we got the spa on. All these people, because they're coming, they need these services. They are humans who need these services, and I'm providing a solution.
And so you're giving these services to your database, your client, your lifetime clients. They're getting a benefit they're offering some type of incentive.
They don't have to. Nope. Totally up to them.
Okay. But they're getting that exposure. You're connecting.
Yep. So we're getting them we're scaling their sales. We're helping them get in front of our target market. We're getting them all these different marketing channels, from print to online to social media.
They're getting a ton.
But then we also give them B2B opportunities. So this is where it gets fun. I haven't talked to you about this. So we do a monthly, or actually we do now more than that. We're doing a little bit more mixers, and it's an opportunity for them to come and have that B2B experience. And I believe very wholeheartedly in B2B. So I sit on the board for our local chamber, believe in that. And our SOPs that my agents have to have a functioning leads group that they're a part of, because there's so much easy, low hanging fruit transactions in that rapport build, that relationship build. These B2Bs, they come in and we're connecting. We're super connectors again. We're connecting these companies together to scale. And we just had one opportunity, or this just happened this week, because we do field trips too, which we'll talk about. But it started at a field trip that one of my home support team partners went to, of another home support team partners. And then they came to my mixers. Well, guess where I have my mixers?
At one of their businesses.
At my fucking listings.
At your, okay. All right.
Like, who do you think loves that? My
the
sellers.
Seller loves that.
So I'm going to bring in a handful of business owners and their top salespeople into your house.
Yeah.
The second place buyers find out about a house for sale statistically is through the realtor word of mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing it right there. I'm bringing in.
The mixers, the way I think about this, it's like people know B&I in their markets, but you are the chairwoman of the B&I. You're running the group.
And it's this home support team program for us, it's like a mini chamber of commerce with the exclusivity of a B&I, because we're the only real estate broker.
Right.
While I have overlap of everybody else, I'm the one who's, I'm connecting them. So this company, one of our biggest landscapers in our market, I brought them through, they came through one of our biggest cabinet makers in our market through a field trip. And we do these field trips. So little side note here. So we do field trips to, and we offer them up to our agents because you should want to sharpen your agents' tools. The more they know about all these companies around town, the better the knowledge broker they are. So we bring them into like that cabinet one. All my agents, they're going through how to identify different species of wood, how to identify like what's the difference between Cambria and granite, things that you don't know until you're in the field a long time. We have it, and we invite our agents and all of our home support team partners. So in this incident, for this example I'm telling you, that big landscaper had just joined. My business development director introduced the two while they're there because that's his job. He's a super connector. That's his J-O-B. And they end up doing a deal together that paid for all and above his whole year within our group. Now, this landscaper, they have maybe 125 employees. Would you think that they're going to be loyal to me and everybody that they have is going to go through my brokerage when they have a life change? Of course. Within 2 months, yeah, they did that. And that got found out, they came to one of our mixers. So again, super connector on steroids, where we need to leverage every sphere that's within our ecosystem, as well as everybody's sphere and everybody else's sphere and everybody else's sphere.
So here's some words we're now putting into the new 2024 agent vocabulary. Never again past client, always lifetime client. Think of yourself as a super connector of all things in your market.
Right.
And think of yourself as a real estate agent. I'm a super connector mm-hmm. who sells real estate.
Right.
Connects people. These are powerful words, but a powerful mm-hmm. mindset too of just how to run the business. Mm-hmm.
It's going to change the way people sell houses, sir, and how people scale their businesses.
It is.
It is 100%. Serve, sell. Can anybody actually afford not to have a business with a foundation of serve, sell right now?
Yeah, no. You
can't.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can't. I mean, this is, listen, I was just talking to Cristiano, so you know, mm-hmm. the CEO mm-hmm. of Humanize. Yep. So he's like, you know, the portal that's going to win, when we're talking about portals, Zillow, Homes, mm-hmm. is going to be the one that's closest to the customer, mm-hmm. right? And I agree with that, right? The portal that does, and Zillow's built this brand on like giving transparency and access to so many people. Well, when you're giving super connection access mm-hmm. to not only the tool shed and the moving truck, and then all the companies and the relationships and all these different layers that you're talking about mm-hmm. as the real estate professional, who's closest to the customer then?
Right.
You're in front position all day long.
100%. And we didn't say this. So I think that, so I'm glad you said that. So part of the contract that my home support team partners signed with us, it's a 12-month contract. We renew it after that. But they also have to give us access to their employees.
Yeah.
Up to 3 times a year. That one.
This is the real, like,
this is the sexy stuff. This is the lead generation powerhouse. This is what's going to allow me to sell 252 units, over 2 million in GCI off of just my home support team partners.
Just this
year.
One lead pillar.
Just this one lead pillar, because that one to many presentation, when we're in front of these employees, telling them how, again, we're the experts at connecting buyers and sellers and how we do it very differently with our home support, our lifetime home support model, we're the obvious choice. We're the ones like, well, why wouldn't we do that? We get all of this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we? And then they sign up for the program because I made it a whole program, right? So we go and meet with these employees. There's a process that they have to sign up for to get access to all, because I put together all my VIP club then. I turned into an employee benefit program. So another part of being a part of my home support team partners is that I help them retain and attract good talent. It's just the dream book manager. I basically took the dream book manager concept, in that it's hard to keep and retain good talent, and that if you have an unproductive employee, it loses you a ton of money, but a happy employee is so productive. And if you can cater to their life or their home life experience, you're going to have a more productive employee.
Listen, I mean, there's a lot. I've literally had to get on multiple calls with you to like really understand this. And we've thrown a lot out on this one pod. But when you think about all the things Amy's doing in her mm-hmm. community, it's something that you can do too.
Right.
It's okay. I'm making the leadership lot, the leadership in these companies, I'm making their lives easier to run their business. I'm creating B2B relationships and referrals. Their employees, I'm giving them benefits that they wouldn't receive. So employees that live in my community are receiving benefits that they wouldn't receive if I'm not in this serve mindset. My clients who I serve, my personal clients that I've done business with, my lifetime clients, I'm giving them access to I'm opening my world up to them. Right. It is their oyster. Mm-hmm. Their lives are clearly better. They're more connected to me. So then you're taking some of this money and you're giving it back to nonprofit, mm-hmm. and you're getting access to those employees and making their lives better. Almost every single person who lives in your community, you're touching in a way that is trying to improve their life, whether they do business or not. It just so happens that when you do that, serve, there's going to be a large percentage that end up doing business with you.
Right.
Because of that reciprocation that you talked about.
Yes. And that's like the fifth pillar that we offer our home support team partners is self-development, because we know success and self-development, they're sisters. Those girls run together. They're not apart. So we also offer up self. So we do masterminds with them.
Yeah.
So again, I'm the only brokerage. These companies come in. I'm doing masterminds once a month to help them grow their business, build them big, juicy legacies. I'm taking the content I've been training my agents on. So I'm just taking that content, the same thing I just trained my agents. Now I'm helping them grow their businesses. They want to know different things. We do that. But the cement, the relationship cementing I'm doing with that is huge. They just learned how to do this. They just learned how to do that. They just grew something. They created something new they didn't know they could do with their business.
How many homes will sell in your general market?
About 4,400 a year.
We're talking about five. I mean, that's, you're going to do about 500, right? And that's
this year I'm going to, the goal this
probably
year
do more.
Is probably yeah, do, I mean, 'cause it'll, 600 it'll, is my stretch.
Yeah.
559 is the goal.
But if you fell short and did 450.
Right. That's I'd be 10, pissed.
I know you would because you're super competitive and you're not going to do 400. I'm just saying, I want everyone listening to put that into perspective. Mm. 4,500 home sales. If you did 450, that's 10% market share.
My goal is 13.
That's 10% market share is absurd.
Seriously,
barely anybody has 10% market share.
We have 11 right now in 2024 for units.
That's all. But it's this. This is the right. Right? Like
right.
To get to 5% market, which is 5% market share is a different stratosphere. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable. To get to 5% market share, when you're doubling up that easily, I mean, it's like, okay, what is the formula? And it's everything that you just laid out. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to it. It doesn't happen overnight. That is a layering, a system that you've built over time, but it's something that anybody can do.
It is. And it's like what they say in the TF for Tom Ferry world, it's stacking the cool. But the other really awesome part about this, not only does it make it sticky to your clients, but it makes it sticky to your agents. So my agents aren't calling and saying, hey, who do you know that's making a life change? They're talking to their clients with nothing but service. Hey, it's fall. It's time to get your, you know, gutters cleaned out. Or, hey, don't forget to do this. We have this guy. Did you see that this guy's running this promotion? They're always adding value. So Face Foundry, the spa place I was talking about, they joined in November. We do a field trip there. Do you know how many people got called who said, I got your back, man. Go get some gift cards. You get 10% off. Get those stocking stuffers done. It was an easy sales for my agents, and they're in there. Yeah. And my guy agents, my men agents, they were hilarious in there. I think half of them went in and got services done. But it was beautiful to see. They're like, okay, we have a solution now to help our buddies.
Yeah.
You know, and of serving.
Since April, we have uploaded new and sought-after courses, content, and tactical assets for your business into the BAMX platform. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate to you what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content into BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. It's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. It's also why tomorrow's price is guaranteed to be higher than today's. That's called inflation. Do not wait any longer. Use code BYRON and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code BYRON for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming in, you're like pumping steroids into a business like right. overnight and at a perfect time. What a time to join. November, coming into holiday season.
Right.
I mean, they've already gotten their $3,500 value.
Oh, and then some.
In 60 days.
And then some.
So everything's gravy from yep. this point forward. And they'll be re-signing next year, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My goals are 98%. That's kind of the way I run.
Have you seen that with these business really where their retention's high?
Yeah, we have. And we had, you know, again, failing forward, what I do on everything, we had, whether I set up the program where I wasn't giving enough value when I first started it in 20, I'm like, oh, I should have shifted and did this. Should have shifted and did this. Like now we're adding in our people who already signed. I found another thing I want to give them that's going to help me track their referrals and it's going to help them get more referrals. So I'm adding in another pillar. So every time we get them to re-sign now, by the time they re-sign, they already have, I don't know, a handful more things that I'm giving them that I'm learning that I'm using in my business anyway, that they can just go and I'm putting into this program.
Yeah. If you've been listening to the interviews that I've been doing lately, mm-hmm. this one becomes not you. Amy.
Oh yeah. No, I have. Yeah, I have.
At this moment, I am talking to the audience specifically. Okay. If you've been listening to the recent interviews, then you know, I am like obsessing around surrounding the BAM community with, and this is the cherry on top, with people who are solving the problem for lifetime experience, mm-hmm. closest to the customer, being able to win in an environment when you have an overreaching government.
I'm so sorry, Barbara.
No, go ahead. This is good stuff to get it out.
Okay, sorry.
Whether it's an overreaching government, changes in the industry, dramatic shift, and I'm surrounding myself with the people like you because it's so important that agents get on this train right now that have a solution, have a system to create this type of, I mean, what you've trademarked, literally Amy's trademarked this.
Right.
All the words that you throw out, well, except for Super Connector, I don't think you've trademarked.
No,
that's like the only thing you haven't trademarked.
No, Lifetime Lead Strategies, Lifetime Home Support.
These are trademarked systems. And by the way, there's a link down below. Like if you're like, wow, this podcast blew my mind. I'm listening to it a second time, a third time. There's a link below if you're interested in what Amy's built. Fill out the link below. There'll be a form there. Fill it out. Put some information in. Somebody's going to reach out and help you learn more about this. But this is not only the future, it's the present for you, but it's going to be the future for so many agents who thrive and survive going forward.
I totally agree. I just don't know that our industry can afford not to have a serve, sell, or even just a serve, sell. You have to have something besides being the expert at connecting buyers and sellers. That is our basic job description.
That tickle you just had in your throat?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be talking all day long for like the next 5 years because there's so many. I mean, you always talk about big, juicy legacies. I always think every time you say that, I'm like, we need to, what's it, juicy fruit gum? We need to get like, we need to go back to your old days of billboards and put you on like a juicy fruit, big, juicy legacy billboard. But this story, this information, you're going to be telling it over and over and over again because I do believe you're going to impact thousands of agents with what you've built. And it will become, we're going to look back, I think, in 10 years and it's going to be like, oh, yeah, the agents that are dominating market share in a world where I think agent count goes down, great agents really rise to the top. You're going to be like, yeah, the majority of great agents are running plays that look just like what you've been running.
I totally agree. I have fallen forward a gazillion times to get it to where it is. And I wish we had way more time to talk about this, but there are so many other pillars that once you keep layering it on, you can keep expanding your lead gen and your leveraging of your spheres and your additional revenue sources. It is imperative. Agents, hear me on this. It is imperative that you have more revenue streams outside of commission. You have to scale. It is imperative. If you want to build a legacy business that you're going to sell, that you're going to walk away from, create generational wealth, you have to have additional revenue streams. And you need to have, I feel, revenue streams that partner with growing your business. Yeah. That with like a JV, yes, great, you make money from that. That's awesome.
Not in the last 12 months you did.
Yeah, right, right.
But the last 12 months you might have lost money on your JV.
Exactly. But you don't have a lead gen that's with it.
Yeah.
Everything you do, you should have a lead gen built right next to it. Those things are married. Everything that you have should have some form of lead.
And gen. By the way, JV doesn't really lift your community up in the way that you, the way that you're doing it. And so, listen, I know this, we covered a lot here. There's going to be a lot more of Amy in the BAM world because a lot of agents need to hear about this. So Amy, thank you.
My honor. Thanks for having me.